Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's right. We are riding with the King. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Howard Eskin with us. As always, brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard, how are we doing tonight?
Oh, Joe, it couldn't be better unless we had sunshine. Unless we had a winning football team, unless we knew the Phillies were going to be better than 86 or 87 wins. Other than that, everything's great.
Well, I'll take 86 or 87. We'll get to some baseball. All right, Howard, yes.
No, I know. We'll get to all of it.
I agree with you that things could be a little better. You know what would also be better? If we had.
But I'm great. And you know what, Joe?
Go ahead.
If you're healthy, Tucker's healthy, if the listeners are healthy, if obviously I want to be healthy, then everything's great.
Well, I agree with you on that. Right, so we're all healthy here tonight. We're able and willing and healthy enough to talk some football, Howard.
Good.
Free agency has begun, and the Eagles have done squat for 2 days. Now, we didn't expect big things because this is not the year to do that. They don't have big cap room or any cap room really right now. Yet, it's been nothing, Howard. And the interesting part the last couple hours has been the Zach Ertz stuff and the fact that all these backup quarterbacks are going off the market. Howard, let's just start with Zach Ertz because – you know, he's a great Eagle, one that'll be remembered here for a long time as a great Eagle. But
sure will.
This is a strange ending here because obviously they want to trade him. And it's pretty clear by the fact that no one has traded for him yet. And they're now giving him permission to seek his own trade. They're not getting what they want back. I mean, no one's offering them what they think he's worth, I guess.
Well, but here's who beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. And, Joe, I know we've talked about what he's worth. And you said third round pick, fourth round pick.
I think a four is fair.
I'm telling you, I would be, remember, you got to think about his age, Zach Ertz, and you can't think about the past. You can think about the person in the locker room, and certainly that's important. I think they would be happy with a sixth round pick. Honestly, only because it just gives you another chance to have another pick and then maybe maneuver around. People look at his age. He's been hurt the last couple of years. His presence in the locker room is immeasurable. Is it immeasurable or unmeasurable? Whatever.
Let's go with immeasurable.
Okay.
With an I at the beginning.
Okay. All right. But you don't look at that because picks can be around with you for years. If Zach Ertz has, you hope guys like that play for a lifetime, but it's impossible. So you hope for 2 years. I'm telling you, draft picks are very, very, very valuable. And I think we see it more today than ever because you know how important those rookie contracts are because, and I started to realize it about a week ago, and I think other people are looking at the same thing. When you start getting in those second contracts and paying these guys a lot of money, it doesn't fit in the other players you need. So regardless of what Zach Ertz is going to make, it's the draft picks are so important for your cap situation. And that's where I think, I don't know if they're getting a sixth round pick. I see a report that Zach Ertz is permitted to go out and look for his own trade, he and his agent. Well, that's fine, but the Eagles still have to agree to the deal. Obviously, they've already talked about it. No, I am, I'm not surprised. I am not surprised. And that takes nothing away from who Zach Ertz is as a person.
Do you think they owe him anything here, Howard? Because here's what's going to happen. If they don't find something decent soon, if it comes down to just getting a six or less, then perhaps they could just release him, right? If they're not getting a decent pick, they could release him, but then timing matters, right? We already know Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry, they got big deals from the Patriots. So the quicker he gets to the market, the better it is for him. If they hold him for another week or two, that hurts him because teams will use their cap room, they'll sign other tight ends. So do you think they owe it to him here to do something sooner than later?
Wow, that's a tough question. He has been so important to the franchise. I don't know if they owe it to him, but I think by tomorrow, they're not under the cap yet, right?
Not yet. No, they have to be by 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So they may have to cut him. And then if you wait to June 1st, your cap hit is less. But you still got to get under the cap. So how do they do that? They may have to cut him. And I don't know if that's a bad thing for Zach Ertz, because then he can go and make his own deal anywhere else. And Zach Ertz is not going to get, I mean, we're talking about a lot of money. When you make a few million, that's a lot of money to many people. He's not going to make what he's making. And I think his contract would be loaded with incentives based on games played and maybe downs played. So I don't know that it's a bad thing for him if they have to release him. You know, you get over the initial shock, you were released, but that's what football is. But then he can make a deal with any team he wants. I don't know if that's a bad thing for Zach Ertz.
Yeah, he would get a new contract, right? If he gets traded, the team that trades for him might just take him on the one-year deal and let him play it out. But if he gets released, someone would have to give him a legitimate contract. I don't know how much he would get, but he would get a brand new contract to play off of, which probably means more than 1 year. So actually, Howard, I think it'd be a good thing for him if he got released. But the Eagles,
Here's the other thing, Joe. When you talk about another team, they have to take him with the if they trade for him with the contract he has.
Right.
And maybe part of the issue is teams would say, well, we want to renegotiate that contract and create less, because so many teams have cap problems right now. And maybe they're not willing to renegotiate at the number another team wants to do that. So now he'd be free to do whatever he wants to do with whomever he would like to do it. So now I think releasing him is a good thing. It's a good thing for Zach Ertz.
Right, but the Eagles have to worry about them. And Howard, I'll say this. If they can get a fourth, fifth, or even sixth round pick, I'm going to trade him. I'll take
sixth
the
round pick is, I think, I'm telling you, I'd be surprised. And maybe you could make it. Well, you can't make it into a fifth round pick because you want the sixth round pick this year. Unless they want to wait another year, I wouldn't wait another year.
You could wait though, if it becomes a fifth, that could be a way to get something better here. I want to get something for him. I know he had a bad year last year, and he's 30 years old now, but I still think there's good football left in him. I don't know if there's great football, but I wouldn't be surprised, Howard. He goes somewhere else. He's healthy next year. He has a good season somewhere. I could see that.
No, I wouldn't be surprised either. But you certainly have to. You have to weigh his age and weigh the injury situation over the last couple of years because of his age. I don't know if he's injury prone. Your age sometimes creates that. He's had a lot of downs. He's played a lot of plays. He's just such a good person to have in a locker room, but you got to worry about, and you got to hope he does a lot of good things on the field. Now, it wouldn't surprise me that they have to release him tomorrow. And I wouldn't be surprised. And then he goes out and works out a deal with whatever team he wants to work out a deal with. And I'm sure there's people out there that would like to have him on their terms with their contract. And he wants to play. So, listen, if you're taking with the money he's made in his career, and I'm not, you know, it's up to him how much money he makes, but if he only gets $2 million plus incentives, which if he plays could be $5 million or $6 million, then why not? I mean, Cam Newton, they reported a $14 million contract. What I understand, it's like a $5 million contract with a whole bunch of incentives.
Yeah, including MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, things that aren't going to happen. But yeah, you're right. I mean, these contracts, a lot of them are like that, where they look big, and then you really look at them, you're like, not quite. All right, Howard, 215-592-9494 is how people could jump in and talk some NFL free agency with us. The Eagles have been quiet, but a couple things that I've noticed the last day or so. The quarterback market, Howard, and the Eagles are going to need something else, another quarterback to go alongside Jalen Hurts. It has started to pick up here. So just before we got on the air, Jacoby Brissett went to the Miami Dolphins. I thought he could be a fit because he came from Indianapolis and Sirianni. Tyrod Taylor, who was in with the Chargers and the new offense coordinator with the Eagles, was with the Chargers last year. He went to the Texans. So both of those guys are off the board here, Howard. I don't know where they're going to go for a backup quarterback. Andy Dalton got a pretty decent payday from the Bears to go be their quarterback. Ryan Fitzpatrick last night got about $12.5 million to go be the quarterback and probably the starter for Washington.
If Ryan Fitzpatrick plays just like he's played, Washington...
They're the favorite.
They're favorites in the division, yes.
I would say the same thing. But what it does is it takes away options for the Eagles. I mean, I didn't think Fitzpatrick was coming here, but he's the best of these guys. But then there's Dalton, there's Tyrod, there's Brissett.
Tyrod stinks.
Well, but he's a backup option.
I don't know why he stinks. I don't want a guy that's you know is not good enough because he may have to play a couple of games. He may have to play a couple of games because of injury. That's what you're having. That's what you have a backup for. Because in this division, you can stay in it. I didn't want Tyrod Taylor a little bit. But now Brissett, I would have taken a chance with Brissett. I don't know what other quarterbacks are out there, but somebody's going to shake free.
Well, I'm going to give you three names. All right, you tell me what you think. All right, name number one, Alex Smith. What's your thought on that?
You know, I said this yesterday when I was on the town hall with Ike and John, that I would take Alex Smith. Ike didn't want him because he's afraid he's going to get hurt. I think Alex Smith is a great person to have in a locker room. He's a tremendous mentor. And if he doesn't have to play that many games, I really like Alex Smith. I like him as a person, and I like him on what he can do to help a quarterback. Another coach like Josh McCown, I thought was good for Carson Wentz, and I thought was good for the quarterbacks. I think Alex Smith is along the same vein.
Howard, do you know the connection between Alex Smith and the new Eagles quarterback coach, Brian Johnson?
Well, didn't Alex Smith go to Utah State?
He went to Utah, and Brian Johnson was his backup quarterback. He's older.
Oh, okay.
So the quarterback coach here was his former teammate at Utah. All right, so that's the first one. Second one, Geno Smith.
Absolutely, positively not.
Why?
Flat out stiff.
Is it because he got punched by his teammate when he was a Jet? Remember that whole thing?
No,
he didn't pay up a bet or something. He got punched
in
the locker
room. I'll never forget. I met one of his agents. You know, it was a team. And I'm pretty sure I was at the Super Bowl. You know, long radio row, you talk to a lot of people when you're not on the air. And I was talking to his agent. Oh, he's going to be the second or third player in the draft. I said, I told him, I'll bet you dinner for a year on me if he's the second or third pick in the draft. Fraud. Total. What are you going, the second round?
Second round to the Jets. Was that the year there was only one or maybe no quarterbacks taken? It was a terrible quarterback. It was a terrible quarterback class. E.J. Manuel was the only first rounder. Terrible class.
Fraud. Absolutely not. You know what? I'm trying to think of a quarterback that flat out can't play. I'd rather have him over Geno.
Well, there is a connection, though. The new offensive coordinator here, he was in San Diego last year, and that's where he was in San Diego the last couple years, and at one point Geno was out there. So there's a connection
Geno
there.
Geno stinks.
All right. All right, I got one more name for you, Howard.
Yeah.
This one's a familiar one. With the Bears signing Andy Dalton today to a pretty decent deal, I think he'll be their starter. If the Bears cut or trade away Nick Foles, your thought? Howard, I'm in.
Well,
Bring him back.
Yeah, why not?
There we go.
Yeah, why? Well, he's the best of...
He's the best
option. I don't know that he's better. I think he and Alex Smith are similar in terms of what they could do as a backup.
If Alex Smith was healthy, I'd rather have Alex Smith.
But I'd rather have Alex Smith, too, only because it would create... I'm telling you, these people, if Nick Foles is here, and you know Jalen Hurts is going to have a bad game.
Sure.
I mean, everybody does.
Yeah, and he's a young kid. He's a young kid.
Okay, and these fans are going to go absolutely crazy. We're going to have signs by the statue out in front of the stadium. Put him in. It would be relentless. It would be a week of Nick Foles has to start. How can you not love Nick Foles for what he has done for the Philadelphia Eagles franchise? However, I don't think it's good for Jalen Hurts. I just don't think it's good for Jalen Hurts. Well, why would he be cut? Because if Dalton's the starter, they're going to keep Nick Foles as the backup, right?
Yeah, they could, but I mean, he's probably an expensive backup for them.
Yeah, it just, well,
I mean, they could save some cap room by trading him away. But
Yeah, the Eagles can't pay him a lot of money either because they don't have enough. They don't have enough.
Sure,
money.
But they could carve. I mean, if they were going to be interested in a Tyrod Taylor, or they're going to be interested in Brissett, I'm sure they could carve out enough money to get Nick to come home.
Okay, who are the? Here's the things you got to think of because they're not free right now. All right, Darnold's going to be traded because I think they're going to take Wilson. So you know, so that quarterback's off the board.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the quarterback for Jacksonville? Minshew.
Gardner Minshew, yeah.
Okay, well, I wouldn't mind taking him if he gets out there in the wild blue yonder of quarterbacks that are open to take. And then whoever takes Teddy Bridgewater, would he stay with Carolina if they take a quarterback?
Yeah, I don't know. He's pretty expensive, though. If he got cut, that's a different story.
Yeah,
then you
could
pay him whatever you want.
You kind of... I don't have a problem waiting right now to see what happens. And you're going to find a quarterback to see what happens after the draft. I'm actually, now that I think about it, I would like to wait because some of those quarterbacks might get to the market. And the Eagles don't have the money right now anyway. And they're going to be able to get a quarterback. So, yeah, so I don't think anybody's banging down the door to sign Alex Smith, although I wouldn't mind him. And then the outside of the other guys, boy, man, I'm telling you what.
But Howard, they're going to need something because number one, Jalen is still young. We'll see what he becomes.
Yeah, they do need somebody.
And the other thing is, look, and we've talked about this. He is a quarterback that runs. He ran a lot last year, and now we're going to have 17 games. Like the odds that he could stay fully healthy as a running quarterback for 17 games, those are not great odds. So they need someone that might have to come in and play. I mean, I hope Hurts stays healthy, but he might not.
Hey, just remember, Jalen Hurts was hurt the last game.
Right.
It wasn't a severe hamstring injury, but let's say he had to play six more. Let's say there were six more games left in the season because he only played four. Let's say he does it at the 10th or 11th game, depending on 17 games this year. And then there's, you know, hamstrings are usually 2 to 3 weeks easily. So, yeah, that's a distinct possibility. They need a backup quarterback, no question. But they need somebody that's not Geno Smith. Oh, my God. Gosh, I'd rather do what Denver did and take a guy off the practice squad who's never played quarterback in the NFL and make him the quarterback over Geno Smith.
I'm going to buy you a Geno Smith jersey when he gets here. Your favorite player. All right, Howard, quickly, before we go to the phone lines here, I just saw this. Nate Taylor, he covers the Kansas City Chiefs for The Athletic. Howard, he's reporting the Chiefs have shown interest in a Zach Ertz trade. The Chiefs, Andy. Well, obviously, already have we know Travis Kelce. They have a great tight end, but they have shown interest in a Zach Ertz trade.
I'm sure. Andy remembers what he did for him. That he drafted him, right?
No, he was drafted right after. The first year of Chip was Lane Johnson in the first round, and then Ertz second round.
It wouldn't shock me that Kelce, who's probably become friends with him, has put that in Andy's ear. But I don't think they're going to give up what you want them to get. I don't know that they don't have cap problems either because they had to reduce or they had to get Mahomes to give him back $17 million, push it down the line. So, that's going to be interesting. But I wouldn't. Who is their backup tight end? I don't even know who their backup tight end is.
I'm not sure actually. But you know what? If he wants to win, it'd be a great place for him. For him. 215-592-9494. Are the dogs against
Ertz?
He's
sticking dogs. I got a delivery, so now these guys go nuts.
Are the dogs against the trade, or do they want to keep Zach Ertz? What are they yapping about? Or are they in on Foles? They want to bring Foles back.
I think they're in on Foles. That's why I got to kind of educate him a little bit.
Even the dogs want Foles back. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Allentown. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good, Jeff. What's up?
Hey, listen. There's two guys who are free agents who are perfect matches for Hurts. Nobody's mentioning them. RG3 and Kaepernick.
I would take RG3, Jeff. He has backed up Lamar Jackson the last
choking.
Couple years.
I'm choking.
Jeff. Howard, I'll take RG3. If it's a small deal, I would. Kaepernick's been out of the league so long, Jeff. I think it's over now.
Okay. But RG3 has been, I mean, look who he backed up the last couple years.
Yeah, he did. He backed up Lamar Jackson. So he's been behind a quarterback, that they, kind of offense, Howard, that has been a run-based quarterback.
Matt, would you take RG3 or Foles?
Foles.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
but I wouldn't mind, just to throw another name in there, I wouldn't mind RG3.
Yeah, okay. I'm not an RG3 fan because I just, outside of, was it 1 year?
Yeah, so basically his rookie, it was his rookie year, 2012. Yeah. It's almost a decade ago now.
He only had one winning year in college.
Yeah,
you know, he was the most.
But he won the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, because there's a lot of guys. There was a guy, who was a guy from Nebraska who won
Crouch,
the Heisman Trophy?
Eric Crouch?
Was it Crouch? Who won the Heisman Trophy as a quarterback and never played quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, Charlie Ward
Heisman
went
Trophy,
the same thing.
Well, Heisman
Knicks.
Trophy means nothing. It's what you do. Tim Tebow won the Heisman Trophy, and he stinks.
Tim Tebow was a great college quarterback.
A college quarterback.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And so, again, a Heisman Trophy means nothing. Means nothing to me. RG3 only had one winning season in college.
Sure,
can
but we're talking
that?
About a backup here, though. And, Jeff, we appreciate it. I mean, all of
yeah,
this
okay.
is about
well,
a backup.
If he's the last man standing, I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the last man standing.
And I think the fit can make some sense. Though he might just stay in Baltimore. It seems like he's got a nice thing going down there where he's just the backup for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and he might stay in Baltimore. And they're similar type quarterbacks.
Yep.
You got to get a guy that can kind of play that offense. And I don't know what the Eagles' offense is going to be because they have a new coach. So does Nick Foles fit into the offense that Nick Sirianni wants to run? So that's another. Which I'm sure it's similar because he was with Frank Reich. So I'm sure it's similar. But if RG3 was the last man standing, I'm okay with that.
Though if you think
right,
about Howard,
RG3 or Alex Smith?
Alex Smith, if I feel like the health is good. It's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird because we don't know. I mean, at the end last year, he was limping around.
I know. But if he only has to play a couple of games, remember, he had to play a lot. If he only has to play a couple of games, yeah, it just... And there's always somebody else out there. And who knows? I don't know how the practice squad rules are going to work this year. But you used to only be able to take a guy that wasn't on an actual roster for so many years. I don't know if that rule still exists. And whether you can just take a guy that's out of work and just keep him on your practice squad and have him as kind of an emergency on the backup squad. And also, I think they're going to draft a quarterback, which will probably be on the practice squad. But I wouldn't think he would be able to come in. But it's an interesting scenario. But here's the other. If you're losing Jalen Hurts for any amount of time, you're going to be in trouble. Anyway.
Well, and then, right, there's no question. But at least if they get one of these guys we're talking about, they might have a chance to keep their head above water. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. When we get back, it sounds like or looks like the Eagles may have made some sort of trade. I'm confused with what this is. We'll discuss what I'm looking at right now and get Howard's thoughts on a potential trade. A guy that we think was on the Eagles now no longer is. So we'll hit on that. And Howard, I got to let you know what Doc Rivers said about Ben Simmons because I can't wait to hear your reaction to what Doc said about your favorite player, Ben Simmons. That's coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP. 627 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Howard Eskin with us. We're riding with the King, as always, brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard, we got a move here by the Eagles, and this is one I got to say that I have never heard of before. So, Howard, according to ESPN, Marquise Goodwin, remember him? They traded for him from the Niners last year, and then he opted out.
Here.
Right, he opted out.
Yeah,
he has been
because of the virus.
Yes. So this is the way it was worded. Field Yates of ESPN: Marquise Goodwin has now reverted back to the 49ers from the Eagles per terms of the trade made last year. This will likely just be a procedural move, as it's unlikely Goodwin fits into the 49ers wide receiver plans. The Eagles save about $4.28 million in cap space. I've never heard anything with reverted with the trade, so it seems like, Howard, they gave him
I've
back to the
I've actually heard line. It. It's very rare, Joe, but I actually have heard that it's happened. And it's usually for because of injury situations. John Dornbos is one. Remember, they traded him. It was like a seventh-round pick.
To the Saints?
And then he had the heart condition.
Right.
So it reverted back. The Eagles gave back a pick, and, it reverted back. And no harm, no foul. Luckily for John Dornbos, there was no harm.
Well, that basically saved his life, that trade.
Yeah, it saved his life. So, but no, I have heard of that, but it is extremely rare, yes.
So here's the good news.
It's good for the Eagles.
Well, $4.2 million off the cap. And Howard, as we do the math and we keep looking to see where they are, they're pretty close now. I mean, there's no doubt.
About $3 million. It's a little under $3 million, right?
Yeah, they're going to, I mean, there's no doubt they're going to get under by tomorrow at 4 o'clock. They will be cap compliant, and this certainly helps. But, I mean, the weird part of this is they could have just released him, and I think got the same savings. They gave him back to the Niners, and and now they'll release
him. What did they just sign? They traded for him. What did they get? What did they give for him? What did they get?
If I remember right, I think they swapped picks last year.
So you don't get a pick back because you already swapped picks.
Right. So for this must benefit them in some way. We don't know. I don't know if it helps.
Well, it gets money off the cap, and it's just whatever. Somebody's got to be stuck with that money, and now it's San Francisco. I don't know what it, but if he wasn't going to play, and it doesn't sound like he was going to play, what's the difference? Wasn't going to play here. I don't know that he was ever going to play it down here. So we never even talked about him as being a wide receiver. So I'm okay with that, and you get money off the cap without it hurting you. There's no dead money there. There's no nothing. So that's actually a good thing, and which now I start to think, when I see this happening, they could probably hold on to Zach Ertz and find another way to do it. I think after June 1st, I'm not sure, you know, with all these cap rules, if something happened with Zach Ertz with cap ramifications, it would be less after June 1st. And then you want to wait, you know, that's a month after the draft. Then you want to wait maybe till after the draft, some team may need him, and you might be able to do something. So it wouldn't be this year's pick. It would be next year, which maybe you can convert, let's say, a sixth-round pick into a fifth-round pick, depending on how much time he
played. Yeah, so Howard, the Eagles would save about $3.5 million extra if they trade or release Ertz after June 1st.
Okay.
So it's a pretty benefit. Yeah, it's a pretty big chunk of money. So and the other thing is, if they get under the cap, because a lot of these things we've talked about was like, oh, do they have to do this? Do they have to do that? If they're under the cap at 4 o'clock tomorrow, they don't have to do anything. So if they're under by keeping Ertz, they could just hold on to him then until they're ready to trade him.
And then what happens is that's why they're not going to sign a backup quarterback, because you can wait and that guy might be desperate and there might be players available after the draft. That you might be able to do some things with backup quarterbacks. So I would find it surprising is not a good word, unlikely that they're going to sign a backup quarterback, because you don't have to hurry right now. I would find it unlikely that would happen. I would be surprised if they sign. I guess I would be surprised if they sign it back, because you wait, just wait. And then because you're going to be so close to the cap, you can't sign a guy anyway. Then you have to make another move to be able to sign a player.
Yeah, and the better backups just got signed today. So it's not like there's a free-for-all on the other guys. I mean, you're right. Those guys, you can wait on them. All right, 215-592-9494 as we look and wait to see what the Eagles do next. Howard, let me throw this at you. Derek Barnett, he's one that we've talked about a little bit. And the Eagles
haven't restructured that, right?
They haven't touched that. I mean, Howie's been able to do a lot without making any big decisions. It's just kind of been moving money around. Brandon obviously gets an extra year, and they move money and give Kelce a little bit of a raise to get cap savings. But they haven't made any big decisions. Barnett is an interesting one, because if they leave it alone, it's $10 million for this year, which is a pretty big chunk of the cap. Or they could re-sign him, Howard, to a longer deal and lower the cap number, or they could trade him away. I mean, he doesn't have to be here. What do you think about the Barnett thing? If I'm choosing between those three, I would re-sign him and try to lower the cap number. I still think there's something there. He's only 24 years old.
Yeah, that's a direction I would go. Try to find a way to restructure and re-sign. And then with that, you could probably right then and there get under the cap number. So you'd be good. That would be the one player. And then you don't have to really do anything else for the time being. And then you may be able to wait because the only wide receivers players they may sign would be a wide receiver. And Galladay is the only person out there who seems to be having a little trouble with what he's going to get money-wise. So, no, and there's so many wide receivers in the draft that I don't think you even have to do that. They'll find somebody. I'm telling you, there'll be so many guys. After the draft and when you get either right before camp or right in the camp, you shake a tree and they all start falling out of the trees. Wide receivers will be falling out of
trees.
Yeah,
but they've had too many receivers here the last couple of years that look like they fell out of a tree. That's the problem. They play like it.
Well, maybe they got hurt.
maybe stop shaking trees for wide receivers. Can we get a good one around here?
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, that's where the draft is beneficial. They did draft Hightower. Fast, but not a good route runner.
Yeah, I actually thought Quez Watkins the last few weeks showed something.
Yeah, he's the one that probably stepped a little bit ahead of Hightower. Yeah. And you hope it. Again, that's no gimme. And the other guy, Folgum.
Who was great for a month and then disappeared.
Yeah, I there's some things that that happen with him, and it comes with playing hard and doing certain things, which didn't please the Eagles. And that's why he faded. You know, you can't reward a guy who's not doing everything that the coaches ask him to do. And that's, I'll leave it at that.
Well, I mean, he's going to have to clean that up because now it's a new coaching staff. So,
yeah.
And I thought when he played, he actually showed something. So that, I mean, that's something I hope he changes, because there might be something there with that kid.
Well, you think about this. He's been with so many teams, and he's got ability. He's got skills.
Yeah, we saw it right away. I mean, those first few weeks, it was like, wow.
So maybe he's just, you know, he doesn't have, you know, what's inside to make sure he does all the right things. And wasn't it his college coach that said that they had issues when they challenged him to work hard and practice hard? Was it Old Dominion?
Well, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, if the longer that lingers, that's why. And there was a lot of questions last year on why Doug wasn't playing him, why he wasn't out there, you know. So you hear things like that. But, Howard, let me throw this at you. Wide receivers, there's still a lot in free agency. If they're going to spend on one position, do you think they'd go get a veteran wide receiver just to have one in this group? Because it's a really young group right now. I mean, I know they're probably going to draft one, but do you think they'd sign a veteran?
Well, I don't – but who – again, what players are out there?
Well, I wanted to bring Nelson Agholor back, but he went up to New England.
Yeah, well, he wasn't going to work here. You know, mentally, he would have probably.
How about the Patriots, though, Howard? They are spending like we've never seen before.
You know, it's almost like Bill Belichick's going to retire in 2 years, and he knows he's going
to
retire.
So he
in
wants
two
to
years.
Try to win as much as he can before he leaves?
Yeah, he's just spending. I don't think that's smart to sign all those players on first day and not leave yourself anything because something else might happen with a trade. I don't think that's smart.
He did get some good players, though. The kid, the tight end, Smith out of Tennessee. Henry, the tight end out of...
Yeah, okay.
They'll be better. I mean, they went 7-9 last year. They'll be better.
Well, it depends on what the quarterback does.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he's any better.
Well, I don't either. I mean, I think Cam at this point is what he is. But they could draft a quarterback. They might not be done.
Yeah, but that quarterback's not going to play for you, right? Not going to...
Probably not.
Yeah. And so their history is not... When's the last time they took a quarterback in the first... I guess the second round. Did they get Garoppolo in the second?
Garoppolo in the second. And Howard, probably before that, I would guess the answer to your question is probably Drew Bledsoe. I mean, why would they have had to take a quarterback, right? They had Brady forever. They had Bledsoe until Brady. So
That's not their history.
No, it's not.
No, I don't think they're going to be. And that division will be better. I wonder about Miami because I'm not a Tua fan, depending on what they do there.
Well, Jacoby Brissett might have just seen an opportunity to come in and take the job.
But Buffalo's still going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets, I think Darnold is going to be gone, but who knows if Zach Wilson can become what Herbert became with the Chargers. And then who's the fourth? And then the Patriots are the other team. I mean, that division's not as easy. It's not as easy as for the 15 years that they got the Super Bowls because they always had a pass in the first round because the division was so bad.
Yeah, they basically woke up and they were in the AFC title game every single season.
Right, yeah. And that was the joke of that whole situation, for sure.
So wide receiver, would you sign one or not? Veteran?
Not now. Nope. I'd wait.
You're just hanging out, not doing anything at free agency.
Well, patience is a virtue, remember?
No, I know that, but I'd like to add some good players here. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, but I'm sorry, Joe. Let me just check the date. It is the day before St. Patrick's Day.
It's March 16th, yes.
Okay.
I'm aware.
The season starts like September 10th, somewhere around there.
The clock is ticking, Howard.
Okay. Well, you know what? If you're like people in jail, time stands still. Just think we're locked up in jail, Joe. Time
well,
still.
Last year felt like jail watching that football team. So we have to get a better team on the field this year. All right, Howard, I got to throw this at you. 215-592-9494 for the people to call in. But I saw this today, and I said, you know what? I got to see what Howard says about this. So this was a quote today. So Doc Rivers was on The Jump, that ESPN NBA show during the afternoon.
Yeah, okay.
So here was Doc's quote on Ben Simmons, who I know is your favorite player.
Can't wait. Yeah, can't wait.
Quote, Ben Simmons is a lock for Defensive Player of the Year. He guards every position. He's everywhere. He's literally at times swallows players. Howard, your thoughts on Ben as a lock for Defensive Player of the Year?
Well, Doc Rivers is just another enabler to help Ben Simmons think that he's all that. Kendrick Perkins, who's a stone-cold dope, he makes me laugh,
by the way. Kendrick Perkins makes me laugh.
Yeah, I know. It's a joke. It is truly a joke. I can't believe he's actually working. But it's just everybody says he's defensive. I see him sloppy on switches. Now, I know when he plays against guards that he's 5 inches taller than, and he's athletic. When he wants to, he can be very good defensively. But what's created out of Philadelphia and the national networks, the talking mouthpieces of ESPN just buy into all this hype, the MVP hype, the defensive player, whatever Doc Rivers says, because everybody loves him. Everybody just loves him. Then it's gospel. Oh, he's defensive player of the year. It's just, he's a can't miss. If you push it enough, Rudy Gobert, the other night he had 28 rebounds, 24 points. That's not defensive. But I think in that game he had 6 blocks. Rudy Gobert, you're more impactful at that position as defensive player of the year. But again, that's Utah, which doesn't get that's another team that doesn't get a lot of juice. There are players that are better defensively at more important positions. When he plays every position, it's hard to really judge his defense because he's playing so many different players and he smothers them. What was the word he used? He locks them down. He swallows them. Well, maybe he was just hungry. I don't know. it's a joke. I mean, and again, that's national. It goes out there, and all those morons and imbeciles and talking heads on ESPN will just gobble that up and make that the gospel because Doc Rivers said it. I'm trying to figure out, and this is a tough thing for me to figure out. I'm trying to figure out what the hell Daryl Morey, another guy who's been kind of quiet. But I'm trying to figure out what he does. What does he do? He sent out a tweet yesterday. I got to find this, which was the furthest thing from basketball. I'm saying, what is he? I mean, he just loves to be on Twitter. How about making a trade, big guy? How about doing something? And, you know, he hasn't said anything. It's like Hinkie let Brett Brown do all the talking.
He put out a poll last night. Best musical opening song of all time. Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting.
Heaven on Their Minds.
In
the Heights.
Oh, What a Circus from Evita and the prologue to Into the Woods. It's a good question. I mean, I think it's a good poll question.
Yeah, but what the hell's he doing?
He's watching musicals in his office, Howard.
How about looking for a player? I'm telling you. So he's letting Doc Rivers put out this narrative. To answer your question and address Doc Rivers, I think it's ridiculous, but he had a purpose. He's trying to get Ben to do what he wants him to do. Good luck there, Doc. He's trying to get Ben to do him what he wants to do all the time, which he's got no chance, because Ben does what he wants to do. I love the other night, he dunks a ball, and nobody covered him, and he starts raising his arms to the fans. Are you kidding me? Guys 5'10 are dunking the basketball. And when nobody covers you, what's the big deal?
He's trying to put on a show.
I know he's
Howard.
Athletic. What's that?
It's a show. He's putting on a show.
I know. It's like, come on, man. But I've seen him sloppy on switches. And I've seen him not. On Washington, the one guy you want to shut down is Bradley Beal, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen him half the game, he's not on Bradley Beal.
So would you say he's, in your mind, not a lock to win Defensive Player of the Year?
No, he's far from a lock. Is he a good defensive player? Yes. Is he the Defensive Player of the Year? If he is, there really ought to be an investigation with that election.
A recount. And the voting hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah, I'm taking that to court.
All right, we got to put a camera in that courtroom. All right, we're riding with the King is always brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. All right, Howard, let's hit a little Phillies here before the hour ends. So we are about 2 weeks away, just a little over 2 weeks until opening day. So, Howard, this center field battle, we talked about it in the beginning. It's been really the most interesting part of camp because they don't really have many positions set. Right. The bullpen, you know, there's a bunch of guys they brought in. It's going to be better than last year. So, you know, we'll see how it shakes out. But center field is what everyone is wondering what it's going to be. And, Howard, today the Phillies assigned a couple of their utility infielders, Maton and Chatham. They sent them down to minor league camp. Here's the way I'm reading this, Howard. That means probably Kingery's the utility infielder because they don't have many other guys that could do what he does, which is play all over the place, which could lead you to believe that the center field job is down to two. It's either down to Odubel Herrera, who we've discussed, or Mickey Moniak, who has kind of come out of nowhere to hit a lot in spring training. What do you think? Have you heard anything? Because this has not played out, I think, the way the Phillies wanted it to.
Okay. No, it probably not played out to the way a lot of people wanted it to, because I told you I don't want Odubel Herrera on the team. I think it's a mistake for the team. The public perception is not good. Second chances are fine, but let him have it somewhere else. And that happens a lot of times with players. Let him have it somewhere else. And Odubel's not, you know, knocking it down. He's hit a couple home runs in Florida, which home runs are a joke because the wind blows out most of the time. That's the way these stadiums are set up. So I don't really care about that. He's okay. But remember, Haseley's coming back sometime probably early in the season.
Probably, but not opening day. I mean, they're gonna have to bring this team forward with who at center field.
So here's what happens. If you keep Odubel Herrera, you take the wrath of a lot of people, and it will be a lot of people, and then when Haseley comes back, you're going to have to cut somebody, or send them back down to the minor leagues, and that would be Odubel Herrera. All right, so if you send Odubel Herrera back down, then the narrative will be, oh, you sent him down because all these people were picketing and were complaining, and you didn't do it for baseball reasons. You did it for – it just creates a bigger problem. Because if Haseley was here, I don't think Odubel – if Haseley was healthy, I don't think Odubel would make the team. I think it's a mistake. Remember, Brad Miller's hurt, but I don't know when he's going to be back too. And he's an infielder as well. You really have a jam up in the. There's only so many guys that you can have. I would take, and this would be fun.
Moniak.
I would take Mickey Moniak.
I mean, he's got a great baseball name, but Howard, do you think he's ready? I mean, I know he's played well in spring training, but he's had very little time, you know, at the high levels of the minor leagues. It's not like, you know, he was knocking on the door. Last year, he didn't get a season, right, because there were no minor leagues last year. And then he had to come up at the end for a week because they had all the injuries.
Well,
I mean,
but just look at it this way. He's only probably going to be here for a couple of weeks, right, until Haseley comes back. And when Haseley's healthy, somebody else has got to come off the
team. I would think that I thought he'd win the job. I thought Haseley was going to be the center fielder, but he got hurt. I mean, we don't know when he's going to come back.
Well, they assume somewhere around the beginning of the season. And you may need another roster position. I don't know if you're going to have to carry a third catcher because Realmuto is taking BP, but I don't know when he's going to play in a game. So, you know, he's going to be on the team. But how much, if you play him, can you play him? So you might have to have a third catcher. I don't know who that would be, unless there's somebody else. Can Kingery catch? I don't even know.
Can he hit? Because that's what I'm wondering about.
Yeah, I think we're starting to get to the point where we know. It's kind of sad. We really thought a lot about him.
Well, 3 years ago, he was the talk of spring training. It's all we talked about. They're going to bring him up. Is he going to be on the opening day roster? And it's not been good. Howard, what I'm starting to wonder, and this is what I said, I think I said it to you a few weeks ago. I just wonder what they're going to do if they look themselves in the eye and they say Odubel is our best option. And he might be right now. And they're going to have to make a tough decision, which is do what they think might be right or what they think the fan base wants versus put the best player on the field.
Yeah, but here's, again, and I touched on it. 2 weeks into the season, I'm saying 2 weeks, at most 3 weeks. This year, there's not 60 games, there's 162 games.
Right, it's a long
season. It's a long season. So if, in fact, you bring Odubel, and I'm telling you, there's going to be pickets or demonstrations or whatever you want to call them. Pickets is probably not a good word, but there will be anger among women's groups, and I understand that. Why do you want to go through that? And then if you have to send him down because Haseley comes back, then the narrative, and I know what's going to happen to me, oh, you only sent him down because people were whining. And I shouldn't whine. That's not right, because it's a real serious issue.
Yeah, they were upset. People were upset.
Yeah, people were upset. That's a better word. Thanks, Joe. And people were upset. And then they're going to claim, well, that's why you sent him down. You serve yourself no purpose. And he's not a slam dunk better in spring training than Mickey Moniak. And Quinn, you could platoon Quinn. And
I'm done with Quinn.
Well, I am too, but he's going to be on the team because you can't send him down.
Yeah, he has no more options. He's out of options.
Yeah, he's got no more options. So I'm okay with Moniak and Quinn. And then you just throw maybe once a week, you throw Kingery out there. And maybe he gets a wake-up call because he's not going to be your center fielder. He should have gotten a wake-up caller anyways. I mean, somebody got upset. See, there's a – now I know. And this will go right in your wheelhouse, Joe. Remember when Gabe Kapler said players shouldn't use an alarm clock to wake themselves up?
Yeah, they can come in when they're ready.
Right. Okay. Well, that's why Kingery didn't get a wake up call.
This is Gabe's fault. He hasn't been here for 2 years. The guy can't hit still.
Because he told the guys, and Kingery still goes by that, so he's not getting the wake up call because your boy Gabe told him not to use the alarm.
It's going
to
be 2025. Kingery's going to be hitting 240. People are going to call me and say it's Gabe's fault. I'm going to lose my mind.
You got to blame it on somebody, don't you?
It's the Phillies. All right, Howard. Fun hour. I'll talk to you on Thursday. We'll talk some NCAA tournament on Thursday. I know you had some things to say about the bracket.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. You know, tonight. Actually, it was tonight at 6 o'clock. I didn't see that anybody said they couldn't make it because of – and tonight had to be the night that teams had to say that they couldn't make it. So if you've seen anything
– I haven't.
That's news
it sounds like everybody's in.
Yeah, it sounds like – and Virginia hasn't been tested yet, which is interesting. I thought you had to be tested to know you're going to play. So I don't think they're playing until Friday. So Friday or Saturday, so they may have some time. But, yeah, we'll talk about it on Thursday.
All right, Hal, you have a good night. We'll talk soon.
All right, it's bad when you don't use an alarm clock because you never get the wake-up call, Joe.
Listen, everyone has their own way of doing things, Howard. It's all right. I don't need an alarm clock. Howard, I'll talk to you Thursday.
All right, stay safe.
There he goes. Howard Eskin, 215-592-9494. Let's see you hop in on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.